This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers have reached a deal for a new coronavirus relief package. The Republicans' Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Sunday an agreement had been reached by congressional leaders on both sides. The relief bill is worth roughly $900 billion, according to McConnell. Lawmakers made significant progress after late Saturday negotiations. There was one major hurdle over Federal Reserve Pandemic Lending Authority. The package would be the second largest economic stimulus in U.S. history, following a $2.3 trillion aid bill passed in March. The package would give $600 direct payments to individuals, boost unemployment payments by $300 per week, and provide aid to small businesses. A mutant strain of the coronavirus is forcing more countries to shut down air travel from the United Kingdom. Bulgaria will close its air, sea, and land borders to travelers coming from the UK from midnight until end of January, that according to the health ministry on Sunday. State news agency IRNA reports Iran has also suspended flights for 2 weeks. Another country, Turkey, temporarily suspended flights from Britain, according to the health minister, as well as from the Netherlands, Denmark, and South Africa over a new strain of coronavirus. Ireland, Italy, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands banned flights from Britain earlier on Sunday. Kuwait and Israel also followed suit. British scientists have been scrambling to work out whether the mutant strain may be resistant to the crop of newly developed vaccines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a virtual lockdown for London and southeast of England, with people urged to stay home. This is VOA News. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon called on Prime Minister Johnson to seek an extension to a post-Brexit transition period with the European Union. She said the need to tackle the new coronavirus strain is too important. First Minister Sturgeon wrote on Twitter, quote, "We face a profoundly serious situation and it demands our 100% attention." Britain and the European Union will continue post-Brexit trade talks on Monday, but the negotiations remain difficult and significant differences remain. A senior British government source said that on Sunday. U.S. frontline essential workers and people 75 and older should be next in line to get the coronavirus vaccine. That's according to a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's advisory panel on Sunday. The panel voted 13-1 to recommend 30 million frontline essential workers have next priority for the vaccines. Essential workers include first responders, teachers, food and agriculture, manufacturing, U.S. Postal Service, public transit, and grocery store workers. In all, the move would make 51 million people eligible to get inoculated in the next round. It was not immediately clear when the next round would begin. About 200 million people, including non-frontline workers, such as those in the media, finance, energy and IT, and communication industries, persons in the 65 through 74 age group, and those ages 16 to 64 years with high-risk conditions, should be in the following round, according to the panel. The Pfizer Incorporated coronavirus vaccine could be given in Chile as early as next week. President Sebastian Piñera said Sunday the initial injections would go toward healthcare workers. The Chilean health regulator said on Wednesday that it had approved emergency use of the vaccine. That same day, President Piñera said that the laboratory would send the first 20,000 doses before the end of the month. In China's Wuhan, the original epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, the city's residents are returning to normal life. It's been almost 7 months since the city recorded a locally transmitted case of the disease due to a strict citywide lockdown and a mass testing event of almost all of the city's 11 million residents. Thailand plans to test more than 10,000 people after a record daily surge in coronavirus cases to over 500. Most of which were among migrant workers linked to a shrimp market near the capital, according to an official on Sunday. South Korea reported a record nearly 1,100 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, including an outbreak in a Seoul prison that affected almost 200. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.